Welcome to Cleaning Business Life. My name is Shannon Miller, and I am your host and founding member of Clean Freaks University. This show is sponsored by the Structure, Scale, and Profit Cleaning Business Academy, my signature program. And I'm also joined by my co-host, Kimberly Gonzalez, inventor extraordinaire of Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. Kim, take it away. Recording in progress. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello, Shannon. How are you?
Good. How are you, Miss Kimmy?
I'm good. I've got my sweaters out and it looked like it was snowing this morning. I was like, darn you, snow, go away. It's not time yet.
It's a thing. Kim had a really brutal summer because air conditioning units have increased by $15,000. So she had to come up with ingenious ways to live life without air conditioning. I'm hoping come up she with bought ways. Some wood for the now winter.
Yeah, I'm like, if we could find a fireplace, we'll have to build a fire outside because we don't have a gas fireplace. So this will be interesting because we have to replace both the AC and the heater at the same time.
Right.
It's something like, I don't know what it's for, but you have to do
it's
that.
It's like so the price of a car. It's really crazy.
You know, so I got my little space heater down here with me. So if you guys see me rub, if those are you watching us, if you see me rub my hands and then like move them to the side, it's because I'm trying not to freeze and turn into a popsicle.
It was 82 degrees here yesterday in Northern Arizona. And, I'm kind of sick of it being hot, but you know, it's just a matter of a week or so before it starts.
Nice.
Right.
Compared to 100.
Right. It's just, you get hot. The upstairs get hot. We have a really crappy air conditioning. Sorry, my French. And, it doesn't regulate the heat in the house very well. This house should have had two units, but in the '90s, they didn't think of such things. It just wasn't an option. You got one. And it only works in part of the house. It doesn't work in the other part.
That's how it is at ours. We have one tiny little AC and we have like the basement and then we got the main floor and then we got the top floor with the bedrooms. And it is like, they didn't think that through very well.
So. No, I need two units, one for the top, one for the bottom. And it'll split. But in any case, that's another $50,000 project.
Yes.
Today we are talking about, what are we talking about? Gift cards?
Selling gift cards and how they could totally elevate your guys' business and bring more money in. It's money that is often left on the table that you guys do not think about. And I'm like, guys, it's just dollar bills sitting there. So that's how I always think about it. So welcome to Cleaning Business Life, you guys. Thank you guys for listening along with us today. For us to
get a woo-woo.
Shannon and I, goofballs. But who doesn't love gift cards, you guys? I love gift cards. Do you like gift cards?
I love your gift cards. I actually just redeemed some gift cards that I had lost. It was $177. And
that's
gift
like
cards.
Money right there, just sitting there.
And I went and spent it because I had lost them and found them and then lost them again. And I was like, I'm going to go spend them today.
I know, I was cleaning out my wallet yesterday and I was like, oh, there's a Michael's gift card. And I was like, oh, there's a Marshall gift card. And I was like, crafting and home decor. The best of both worlds for me at least. But I was like, that's money that was just sitting in my wallet. So think about, you guys, how much money you guys can bring to the table for your business if you guys offer gift cards.
Definitely. And this is talked about extensively in the Black Friday Bonanza, which I just released yesterday. So I can leave the link for that. And it talks about how to add thousands to your bottom line, literally, if you do this right. And it talks about having Black Friday specials. It talks about gift card sales and how to actually sell a whole year of house cleaning, should you decide to do so.
It is serious money, you guys. Like, and I'm going to tell you right now what Shannon does, because I do the same thing, like doing the drip system and doing the gift card stuff. It is a lot of work. So Shannon, hats off to you, because I think
it's complicated. This one,
when I was doing the drip system and everything else, I was like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. So guys, be sure to take on to Shannon's her offer, because it is very much worth the money and it's time consuming for us on our end. So.
Definitely. It's when you have gift cards, it's an open opportunity, like Kim said, about leaving money on the table. So it should be an automatic thing. It should be something that you consider, even if you don't do a big production with automation and everything else. It should be something that is mentioned at least on your social media channels. Mm-hmm. You should go to Canva. Canva still has a free account. Or you can get a pro account. I obviously don't get any sponsorship money from Canva. I just happen to like them.
I love Canva. Woohoo.
Yes. And I'm thankfully, you know, remember when it was just Photoshop and you had to learn the Photoshop and how it like every year it was like this big ordeal to like get Photoshop and the upgrade. And it was like, you know, when Photoshop first came out, it was like $3,000. Then you had to buy the upgrade every year and it was $1,000. Like, oh my God.
You had to download Canva it on a disk.
Done a phenomenal job of making everything user friendly, which I totally love about her.
Yes.
And dogs.
I'll look at you. Yeah. So Canva, you guys, is great to use. I love Canva.
This part out.
Come here. Oh, I love Canva, you guys. Canva is amazing because you can do a world of things. Oh, Shannon, you should just leave this. This is so funny. But I love Canva because you guys can share things with other people. They have a lot of templates. I love Canva. I think you should just leave it. It was hilarious.
Okay. And I'm sorry, everyone. Dogs. Always when you're filming.
I know. I was just telling Shannon, I was like, my dogs were like so quiet since like 5:30 this morning. And then as soon as I sit down to come with Shannon, they're starting to rustle. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this.
Right. Dog fights over a toy. That was all over a small little toy about this big.
Gotta love
it's my
dogs.
Little dog and it's my big dog. And the little dog won't back down. You know how those chihuahuas are.
Oh, yeah. They're little feisty things. But yeah, you guys can create some gorgeous Canva like gift cards on there. If you just look up a search and you do gift cards, you can design gift cards on there. Make them look appealing.
I think they label them gift certificates in Canva from what I remember. But yeah, just search when you log in gift certificates, make your own, DIY them. When you sell them, the biggest caveat is to number and initial. And because you're going to do this old school, you're not going to have an automated method. You're going to have to number and initial. And that way that prevents fraud. Because what will happen is someone will seize an opportunity and they'll have redeemed. They'll do a color copy of whatever it is and then give it to 9 of their friends. And then 9 people all got free cleanings. And you're like, well, this doesn't add up, right?
Make sure you guys put it in the system, like who bought it and everything.
Index it, write it down, whatever you're doing.
Make sure you guys really reflect your brand colors. Make it beautiful. Right. Make it stand out. Because when people see it, they're going to want to come to like, oh, this is a gift card. I like this, or a gift certificate.
And ideally, you want to start your gift card sales now. And then, of course, the week of Thanksgiving, which has turned into this whole, what is it? It's Thanksgiving. There's Black Friday. Small business Saturday. What's on Sunday?
It's Cyber Monday. I think it's
Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. So we're missing Sunday and Wednesday out of the week, but it's like it's become a whole week production. Mm-hmm. Long gone are the days of waiting at midnight on Black Friday at Walmart to get, you know, the TV for the $100.
Like a week before.
Some indiscriminate soul ends up getting injured because they get trampled on because of the rush. It's very nondescript now.
So yeah, make sure you guys are really marketing it. Like Shannon and I said, market, market, market. How many times do they say that somebody has to see something? What is it like?
It used to be 7. I believe it's like 9 or 10 now.
Yeah, I believe it's higher. So you have to make sure you're constantly marketing it and putting it in the drip system, which is emails, drip system for emails. I always say send it out to real estate agents. They can put them in their, you know, even if it's not a holiday, you guys can do like a gift certificate for the real estate agent to put in their gift basket. So they can buy it from you and say, hey, you know what? I've got, you know, I'm gifting my clients, you know, $100 towards any kind of cleaning. And I know $100 isn't nothing. It's like pennies. But, you know, even if it's cleaning a toilet or two, you know, it's something to get your name out there. It's marketing.
Right. And be cautious. I know I say this a lot about real estate agents. I don't have a lot of high regards. If you're a real estate agent, I'm sorry, don't take this personal. It's just been my experience with them in general. Don't let a real estate agent or a title broker or any of those guys take advantage of you saying, well, if you give me this discount, I'm, you know, if I give you $50, will you give me a $100 gift card? Real estate agents tend to be really frugal and they're not really necessarily your ideal clients. Their clients are your ideal clients, but them in general, they're not your clients. They're not your demographic. They're never going to pay you your worth. And that's a generalization. If you are the exception to the rule, by all means, reach out and prove me wrong. But
I think I've had maybe 3 real estate agents that have been good to me.
I can think of 2 in my over a decade of experience.
Yeah. So
that's a lot of real estate agents, considering we have, I think, 2,900 up here in my area alone. 2,900 real estate agents for the small town of Prescott Valley.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
There is a lot.
My dog is snoring, Shannon. Speaking of dogs, my dog's over here snoring.
So make sure you're promoting him. Get him on a schedule. If you don't have an automated delivery system, you can do MailChimp. The only thing I don't like about MailChimp is if you, they don't save your list. So if they have an upgrade, sometimes when they're doing a patch, you could lose all of your contacts. So make sure that you're constantly downloading them into an Excel file so that you at least have mm-hmm. them. If you are brand new and this is all, you're like, I don't even know what to do, I don't even have a list, you can still promote on your social media channels. It's just consistency is the key. So, you know, figure out what works for you and put your name. And then if you don't have a way for them to make an immediate purchase, apply for a merchant account. Stripe, Square is really easy. Mm-hmm. You can actually create a product inside of Stripe and then copy and paste that link into your social media. So if they want to buy it right now, they can. And then you can say, okay, I'll have your email to you in, you know, 20 minutes if you're available, or at the end of the day or wherever. And then shoot them over the email. Pretty easy, easy.
Too, Shannon, because they need to do the call of action. I don't see that. So many times I see people like these cleaning companies that do ads and they never have a call to action.
It's guys, a general stagnant ad. And it's because we don't know any better and we're trying to advertise. We don't know to take a call of action.
So what would the call to action be? Get your
purchase $500 in a gift certificate and get a free oven cleaning and refrigerated mm-hmm. cleaning. Value good for 12 months. And then you just give them a free, it doesn't even have to be used at the $500 certificate. It has 12 months to be used. You can make one oven cleaning credit and one refrigerator cleaning credit. And then
it has put the value on it too.
Yes, put the value. $95 is the going rate right now for regular size. Sub-Zero is 150. Wolf ovens are $150. We just did one last week and I had to show someone how to pull it apart.
Those are always fun to pull apart.
I'm like, so like, I can't get behind them. Like, you have to pull it apart. How do you do that? So those are the easiest ones. You could have purchase and schedule a top to bottom deluxe cleaning before the end of the year and get a $100 certificate to use for the next 12 months on an item of your choice. Maybe you deep clean a room. I mean, there's a lot of options. You just have to put pen to paper.
And use that as an upsell. Like, I'm really big up for upselling because upsells can, again, get you more money. So again, you're having more money that you can add to this gift certificate. So like, let's say you go to clean, like they get the family member gets the gift certificate and they're living, they really love it and say, you know, I can add on, you know, you have this map about this many hours, or this is what we can do. What is your list? So what list do you want to start off with to focus on that we can clean first? So make your priority list. So I say, make your priority list. And they make their priority list and I go from there. And then I say, well, I don't know if I'm gonna have enough time to do this. Would you like to add on? So I use that as an open door for an upsell to get an add-on for more money.
So you just took a $500 sale into a $750 sale mm-hmm. just by asking. So exactly. don't forget and don't leave money on the table. There's a lot of money to be made in the house cleaning industry. I know that we are not given a lot of high regard, but you guys can all laugh right to the bank. Ha, 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 ha. Because they really genuinely, if you do it right, it's very lucrative. Hands down.
Use good use. You can't talk today. That's what I get for eating
too much sugar for Kim.
I know. I had two small cupcakes before I got in here and I'm like shaking now. That's what I get for having sugar. I always say like have enticing lines, like give the gift of, you know, like peace, a relaxing mind. Like, how would you do that? Because the peace of mind.
It's a lot of it with cleaning. House cleaning can be peace of mind. And a lot mm-hmm. of it is time. You're giving people back their time.
Value, the time of value. So really use those words. Look up words that are great words to grab attention, you know, for marketing your gift cards. I cannot talk today, Shannon.
It's okay. You can go to ChatGPT. I think it's still free. And like you can put in stuff and say, I need this ad copy is what it's called. Ad copy for my ad for cleaning. And it'll say, well, you know, you'll give it some words and then it'll spit out something great. So you just never know. And then you can either like it or not like it, or use it or don't use it. It's free. So
why not?
Yeah, definitely. And then when you sell your gift cards and you're tracking your gift cards and someone wants to redeem your gift cards, make sure that you are careful that you say, for example, if you sold 100 gift cards and then in the following month you have 100 people who all want to redeem their gift cards, don't do that to yourself. You'll bankrupt yourself.
Yeah.
I would redeem like 2 a month, and how you get around the phasing of like, how do I reject you politely without getting you upset is, I'm really sorry, my schedule is full until such and such a date. I can schedule you in February, or I can schedule you in March. And then it gives them the perception that you're super busy and you're very popular, but it also allows that budgetary influx yes. of not getting cash because you already got paid for the cash, right? So you don't want to take too many on at once if they all want to redeem. Like one or two, depending on your size. There was a couple years, like I would have 20 in a month redeemed or 30, but I would never go above that. I would always say, I'm really sorry, we're full. And they're color coded in my calendar system so that I know that was a gift That's card smart. Sale. So that That's way smart. I'm not, forgetting and, what, where's the cash flow? What happened to it? Right. So,
And like you can have blackout dates too. Don't be afraid to put mm-hmm. blackout dates. Cause like, I know for me, I could not do them during the summertime. It was just too right. intense trying to do all the move out cleans. And so you guys can add terms to it. Make sure you guys add your terms to it and add your blackout dates.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Right. Terms and conditions. And then I know recently, and this has come up in the news, that some people say that gift cards expire. Please check with your state that you reside in, because you don't want to do anything illegal. To my knowledge, gift cards never expire. I know Visa and MasterCard, and you have to pay the fee and then it eats away at it unless you use it. I don't even know if that's legal, but for regular gift cards for small businesses, I would never let it, like if they moved and then found it later on 5 years later, I would still take it because it's still getting a client in the door. I'm just going to add on whatever the new charges are. So if 5 years ago they bought a $100 gift certificate, they found it and my cleaning is now $275, I'm going to bill them $175, get them on the book, and then hopefully they'll sign up for regular service.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about that, Shannon. It's a good idea.
Definitely. I like that. So make sure that you are not doing something illegal with the, your gift card expires, because in some states you could get in trouble and you don't want to have some state entity come jumping all over you because you did something on accident. But there's a lot of benefits. So your brand awareness, right, Kim?
Yep. I'm huge on branding, you guys. Colors, brand your logo, clear. Try to stick to maybe 1 to 2 fonts. You don't want to make it so cursive-y that they can't see it and understand it. So make it very clear.
Right. It has to be font that's easily read. And then if there's, their branding, what is there? Increased revenue. And then, ultimately it's the opportunity to save your clients time. I had a mentor remind me, and I mentioned this in the Black Friday Bonanza, that products and or services are not just for selling. They're about providing. So I know we get excited. Oh my God, I just sold $1,000 gift card, but they're about providing a service. What is it going to relieve them of? It's mostly time. Most people don't have time. We as women are overworked.
Yes, that's probably why I feel the way I do.
The expectations are really high to be the super mom. You see it in every magazine. It's pitched to us. We have to exercise. We have to be the homemaker. We have to work full time or be an entrepreneur. Then we have kids. We have homework. We have play dates, all the stuff that goes along with being a human being in this time and place. It's just, we're saving them time. And who doesn't appreciate saving time?
I just came up with a good thing.
What is it?
When it's like super mom, we could call it Bat Mom. When Bat Mom is too tired, that's when Robin comes in, the cleaning company, to come save the day. Just thought of that. But yeah, you guys can do something like that. Play with your ads. You know, when you do your ads for your gift cards, you know, that being a super mom could be overwhelming, exhausted, and they need a break too. So that's when you could call in for backup, and you can have like the backup person, like, you know, come in. I like just designing, Shannon. Can you tell?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, get creative with your ads.
Kim was a graphic designer, right? Before all of this stuff.
I did a lot of this. I did graphic designing for, man, years. And then I love it. I just love designing. I did painting too. So
there we go, folks. The luxurious life of Kimberly Gonzalez.
Oh, whatever. We'll talk about that on my birthday with mimosas.
But yeah, you don't want to miss an opportunity to add an extra 10 to 20 grand. And your first year might not be like slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. It could be that you just do 500. And then the following year, if you plan it and make sure that, and this is a big caveat, when you run a promotion, keep it in your calendar, write yourself notes, because when the promotion comes back around next year, you're not going to remember all of the details that you thought you were going to remember. And you're going to be like, well, did this work? Did this not work? And I would just be really honest with myself. This sucked. I offered this. I got one of these and this was really great. I had 15 of these. So, and it could be hit or miss. There's a lot of things that are happening with the economy, right? We all know that inflation is not what they say it is. So yeah, make yourself notes, put it in your calendar, and then prep form. Usually it's a 3-week time span from the end of October to the third week in November. So it's 21 days to slam it home. And then there's 5 days after to kind of get your sales going and boost. And for those of you who don't know how Black Friday came to be, it used to be in retail, which is very soft. All the retail stores used to operate in the red. And then when Black Friday hit, it was the one day in the year that made them black. So they were all legitimate. They all had positive cash flow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's the premise behind Black Friday, hypothetically. It's evolved and changed over time. But way back when, retailers used to have product and they'd have loans and they would have consignment and whatever were deals they worked out. So they would run in the red. So they would that's why retail always ran really lean, right? And then the whole premise is that when Black Friday finally hit, they would be in the black. They would not be in the red any longer. And that would carry them through until the next sales period or whatever that is now. Retail is so different than it was when I first got into it. So
20 years ago, so different.
I worked at Nordstrom's in retail at South Coast Plaza for many years in a row.
I just remember my mom and I, my dad, for Black Friday, we would like, my dad would be the chauffeur. And my mom and I would wake up at 3 a.m. We'd be out the door. So the night before, we would like take a newspaper and we would cut out the newspaper and then write on a sheet of paper where the different stores were. And we put pictures.
Did you do that too? Staple it on the thing. Where's the picture?
Yeah, we had to have like different sheets and it would be all organized, the pictures and the places. And then my dad would get in the car and he would be our chauffeur. So he would literally go and drop us off. And then my mom and I would jump out and we got our big coats. Here as it was in Arizona. I don't know why I was wearing a big coat in Arizona, because I was cold back then. But we would like wait in line and my mom and I would sit there. And then we would go in and we would have a game plan. Like we sat down and we're like, okay, Kim, you're going to go get this item, from the list. And I'll get this item, this, and this item. And we'd like go and split up, grab the items, meet in line, and then check out. My dad would be waiting. We'd call him up and be like, or before phones, because we didn't have the phones back then. But now when we had cell phones, we started calling him. But we would be like coming out and we'd like look for him, jump in the car, go to the next one. It was nuts.
It was exhausting.
I guess
New Year's bride.
But we would have breakfast. But guess what? Because I haven't done Black Friday with my mom in like so many years. She's coming this Thanksgiving. And guess what we're going to go do?
Oh, how fun.
I know it's not going to be the same. I know it's not going to be the same. But you know what? I could still have that memory.
Definitely. This life is very short, as we're all finding out. So spending time with friends and family is of the utmost importance, especially now, more than ever. We're allowed now as Americans, because it's been ingrained in our society to work. When I look at my cousin, has lived in Germany and they have 10 weeks off vacation a year. I'm like, you guys get 10 weeks? We barely get two. And when we often, go back and forth over the price of things versus, what America versus here. But on average, the average German worker, now I don't know if this is, I haven't spoken to her about 6 months, so a lot could have changed. But the average employer hires somebody and they get 10 weeks vacation and then sick time and all the other stuff. But their taxes are a lot higher. But the tax, well, I guess everyone should not have to pay tax. That's my personal opinion. But it's their taxes are worked a little differently. Like we earn tax, we pay tax on it. Then we buy something, we pay tax on that. And then we pay tax again if we resell it. It's just this whole weird, it should not be the way it is. I did not set it up though. So
Shannon, so are you offering gift cards? So if they want to put it on a wish list for their, like, let's say their husbands or, you know, wives, or if they want to put on a gift, are you offering gift cards?
I am offering gift cards. This year we started Clean Freaks Credit. So I'm really excited to have launched this product. I've kind of dabbled around with it. So basically it's like a gift card. I'll put special promotions in through Black Friday. So if you buy, for example, the Black Friday Bonanza, it will give you $100 of credit. So it's basically getting it for free. I haven't, this is not final. I'm kind of ruminating over everything. This is hypothetical. So don't hold me to it when you
I should have asked you first, Shannon, before mentioning it. Sorry.
it's totally okay. So that you can use it for another product later. I haven't quite figured out all of the kinks. I don't even know if I'm just mentioning that product because it's on top of mind. I don't even know if I'm going to do it for that product, but there is going to be some extra stuff that they can actually use for later. And you can buy some gift cards if that's something that they're interested in for sure. I'm open to it. And then if there's the cleaning gift cards as well. And we usually have, last year we sold 75 gift cards, all from various, from 150 on up to, I think one of them was 1,000 last year. And I think the year before I had three $1,000 gift certificates. So, you just never know what you're going to get. So,
And I offer gift cards too. So if you guys, I already have them up on my website. So you guys can purchase different gift cards if you want to give them away to somebody, to your clients, to family members. You guys can also get gift cards. So those are money. Frog in my throat.
It's from the cupcakes. Well, folks, cupcakes. Thanks for tuning in. And you really can earn thousands of dollars if you do it the right way. Just have to have a frog system.
Yeah. Get going, you guys. Get off your butts and go start making some gift cards and do your drip systems. Bye,
you
guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
Cleaning Business Life is sponsored by Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. That's PureEvergreen.com. Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products.